It's like a diamond ring, it's a precious thing. And earth will want to be.
Welcome back to Let's Talk About It with the Turners at the Couples Cafe. And here we have a really special couple today that we're excited about. So thank you for joining us as we move forward in the cafe and just get some good grooving going and get some good conversation happening.
You know what I like? You said this, which I don't think we said that before.
What's that?
You said we're in the cafe.
Yes.
And so when I think of cafe, most time you're thinking about coffee, you know, latte. But you can also have a glass of wine, you know, a drink. And just kind of chilling and relaxing. Mm, and so that like music, that. Certainly, that we are in this love together,
Oh yeah.
It lends itself to that. But as Rob was saying earlier, you know, my love language is all things love. It's just love. My love language is love itself. But we have a wonderful couple that I've been privileged to know for a few years, and that's the Grizzles.
Yes.
And that's Lewis and Dolores, and Lewis is a dapper Dan ever met one.
I'm telling you, he is cool breeze.
Straight out of GQ magazine.
Going all the way back. Yes, he is.
And so Lewis, I wonder how many fashion shows he's been in, because I'm telling you, he always step out like he's stepping out for that runway.
GQ.
And so whenever you see the two of them, they're a beautiful couple.
Very nice. Physically.
Good. And they're a beautiful couple from a spiritual perspective. Mm-hmm. They are just good people. And so it's our honor to have them with us. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Dolores, and then you'll pick up Lewis for me.
Okay.
All right. So Dolores is my buddy. We work on a podcast together called Grown Folks Table, the sister talk at Grown Folks Table. And so Dolores is a wonderful contribution to that kind of discussion that we've had previously. But she's a licensed real estate professional since 1998 and has experienced over $5 million in sales, currently affiliated with the HomeSmart Realty Company. She's an Atlanta native. She has over 30 years of corporate experience in advertising, finance, marketing, and sales, working with prominent clients such as Delta Airlines, Georgia Pacific, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. She serves as the 6th chapter president for the National Coalition of 100 Black Women, Decatur DeKalb Chapter. She led the organization to national recognition as a model chapter, and she laid the foundation for continued growth and impact. Currently, she serves as the 3rd vice president of membership and chapter development. And so they have a signature event, Rob, and you and I have had the privilege of going for a few years, the Pink and Black Ball. They've raised over $200,000 for breast cancer research, honoring survivors across DeKalb and Fulton County. She is, like I said, a native of Atlanta, and she lives presently in DeKalb. She's a devoted member of Welcome Friend Baptist Church and serves as a deaconess on the deaconess board, hospitality ministry, and she is the former president of the Pastor's Aid Society. She is married to the wonderful, dapper Lewis B. Grizzle, a retired IBM IT specialist, and is the proud mother of Kiana Lawson, a certified physician assistant and business owner, and the grandmother to Cameron and Christian Lawson.
Well, I am honored to introduce and read a little bit about her husband. And I'm telling you, I didn't even know these things about Lewis, other than he has some real nice shoes that I want to talk to him about after the show.
Yes.
Lewis B. Grizzle. Now, you know, if you ever looked at Sanford and Son, he always says, you know, my name is Sanford G. Sanford.
Fred G.
Fred G. Fred Sanford, G. And the G stands for this and for that. I guess this B stands for what? Big time, Lewis? I don't know. We'll talk about it. But this is Lewis B. Grizzle. Former U.S. Marine Corps Sergeant. So, sir, first of all, let me salute you and thank you for your service to our country. He is a retired senior certified consultant IT with over 40 years of experience. He's held various positions at IBM, including instructor, systems engineer, technical sales rep, and management. He specialized in services aggregation and the software deployment resource sizing. Now, that has to be something because I can barely say it. Working with clients such as American Express, the New York Stock Exchange, and Home Depot. He was the first instructor of color to teach software at the IBM GSD Education Center. He also invented the IBM system's resource sizing process. He has written numerous plays and published his first book, The Night Before Christmas in the Hood. Now, I wish I hadn't read that because Vic has always wanted to be an actor, so she's going to bug you about getting into that play. I'm telling you right now, once you get it going. He also served as the first man of NCBW, Decatur DeKalb alumni, for 4 years. So we welcome the Grizzles. God, you guys are something else. Welcome to the Couples Cafe. So glad to have you.
Thank you so much for having us.
We really appreciate you taking time out of your schedules. I know you stay in these streets more than Rob and I.
Oh, yeah.
And so we want to share your love story, Dolores and Lewis. We want you to tell us a little bit about your love story and how you met.
Hey, man, thank you, Vicki. I appreciate the honor of being on your show. I ain't all that. I'm just a regular guy. But I would tell you that I met Dolores at the beginning of my IBM career as a customer engineer. I grew up in the ranks to be an IT consultant, but I started out at the grassroots, and I was a key punch repairman. I would fix her key punch. And inevitably, every time I left, they would call back. And my manager kept asking me, why do you keep going back? You can't fix that machine? Well, that's because she was taking a star wheel and tearing up the machine so I would come back.
And that's right. The way to sabotage a relationship. I love it. Beautiful.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
But either way it goes, when I saw her, she was the prettiest black girl I'd ever seen in my life. Mm. And I asked God if he would allow me to have this lady. I wouldn't ask for nothing else. Mm. You got to be careful what you ask God for because he'll do it.
And sure but, will.
Thank God it worked out. And here we are over 50 years, and it's been great. So,
oh, that's fantastic.
That's my love.
Do you co-sign that story, Dolores, or do you remember it differently? Did you actually sabotage your computer?
You heard that story.
Huh? What'd you say?
You know what? That is pretty much how it happened. I would tell you, it was at Donnie Brad Street, and when he walked into the door, and then not just me, all of the women, we all just went crazy. This tall man, black, dark, handsome, he was sharp, three-piece suit. He had these platform shoes. That was the part.
I had a pair of those, too.
Don't tell it.
But mine were green.
He was stressed, right? He was stressed, but my heart started beating, and you know, we talked about this before. I truly believe in love at first sight, and I don't know what it is, what it was, but I said, I want to be married to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just something that came out. And I told some of the ladies that I worked with, and I would say, I want to be married to him. But it was strangely how it happened because our regular engineer did not come out that day when we called, and they sent him. So that's how we got to know him. He just lit up the place and he lit up the office every time that he came out. And I would tell you, when I know he's coming out and I have to call him to come out, I have to make sure my lipstick is on, I'm looking good. It was just the things I went through, my heart would be so fast. But we were that great friend for 2 years of him being our service engineer and I'm being the client.
Hey, Vic, I got to piggyback on that because I know it was real because we dated, went to lunch and did things for 2 years, and I did not know her in the biblical sense. For those whole 2 years. That was a wrap for me.
That was love, boy. I wish I could say that.
Rob,
I just
quiet.
Wish I could
stop
say it. That's
her.
All. I wish I could.
We are not being interviewed right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
We'll do our story another
Look,
time.
Look, Lewis, hold those thoughts, you guys, for just a moment. You are listening to The Grizzles. And I'm telling you, it's an exciting conversation.
Mm.
And it's on Let's Talk About It with the Turners at the Couples Cafe on News and Talk WOK, the voice of the community. Give us a call. We're at 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.
Love to never be together. And just like Billy's on. It's like a diamond ring. It's a precious thing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk About It with the Turners at the Couples Cafe with the Grizzles. We're having a wonderful conversation on News and Talk WAOK, the voice of the community.
You know what, honey? I like that Lewis said. It really was really special. Mm-hmm. He said they met at work.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some good things that can happen on your job, right?
Yes.
There's some good things. They met at work, and this is the thing that got me. He said, we embarked upon maybe getting to know each other by dating, right, by spending time, but they did not become intimate for 2 years. I believe that's what Lewis said. I did not know her in a biblical sense.
Right.
For 2 years. And Lewis, I want you all to expound upon that because, you know, in the time that we live in, our children, young people, they like everything. They want to test everything out, right? And also partake of things maybe, and they miss steps in getting to know one another in a better way that creates substance and long life together.
Right.
So come back in on that, Lewis and Dolores. Tell me about that process for each of you.
Well, Vicki, I think one of the things was that I truly care for her, and I could enjoy her without going beyond those points.
Mm-hmm.
It was not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
I had inside of me the feeling I would wake up in the morning thinking about her. If she left something in my car, I would smell it so I could be close to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she had my nose wide open.
I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah, so
I'm surprised you could even breathe.
I think one of the things that helps us in our relationship, first of all, let me say this. Marriage is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
We had to work at this,
mm-hmm.
all right?
That's right.
So it's not just a bed of roses. It's just like any other profession. It's like playing football. It's like being technical, being a professor. We are no longer amateurs. We're professionals at this because we know how to do it. We had to work at that.
Right.
All right? And there's a threshold that you cross. And once you cross that threshold, it becomes easier. All right? There's certain things you got to do, like respect, loyalty, trust, and those kinds of things. But she makes me feel like a man. She makes me feel like I'm in charge and like I call the shots. But for some other reason, it always ends up with do what she wanted to do in the first place. I don't know how she does it, but it works.
That's that secret sauce, Lewis.
I know how to get gifts.
Look, Dolores, what are your thoughts about this?
Well, I would tell you, we were very young, and it was just exciting. It was just so exciting for me. It was a feeling that I had not experienced. And to see this young black man, he was in the beginning of his career, he was doing things. But he had such big personality. And you didn't find that a lot in corporate America in our jobs because people was just not that way on the job. But when he came in, because he was coming, he was outside sales, he was outside person. So he's coming into the office. He doesn't work in our office, but he's coming in because we have to call him. So he was this breath of fresh air. But when he comes in, and everybody like to run to the computer room because he is going to tell us jokes the entire time. And so I love to laugh, and we all did. And so it just made it fun. He was friends with all of us, all of the ladies, all the people in the office. And there was like five or six of us that were really close and because it was our department that was calling him for service. And so he just made it a point that he's going to lunch with us. Every day he would come up with a name of a place to go to lunch. And sometimes, you know, I wanted to go along with him. And this is early in the beginning when no one knew I liked him, but I think one person. So I didn't want anybody to know I liked him. I didn't really even want him to know I liked him like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just kind of went on for a while, and then it started getting where he and I would end up going to lunch by ourselves. And so we didn't have a little group anymore. It was he and I. And so then we had to really start talking about some things. But I just really enjoyed his company. I would tell you, he had this old beat up blue Nova. But I get in that car and I get close to him and we ride. It was something funny. But I would say love first sight because my heart would just beat. It would just beat so fast when he come in that door. And it was just over time. And I think time had, and I think it had been about 2 years because I think it is important to be friends first. Mm-hmm. And we were that, and we did get to know each other. Mm-hmm.
So, Louis, you had the old beat-up Blue Nova, and I had the old beat-up Blue Vega. They don't even make them things anymore. I'm telling you, it was rough. But I'm telling you right now, Louis, now listen, every man is waited with bated breath to hear what is your secret sauce to get this woman to say these wonderful things about you and have this marriage last so, so long. What's that secret sauce? What's that ingredient that you got?
Well, I'll tell you, Rob, first of all, I, myself personally, I'm very attentive. Mm. So I, more times than none, I'm cleaning the kitchen, I'm cooking, I cook most of the meals. I try to be proactive. So before she needs tires, I get tires. Before she needs oil change, I do things. I do her eyebrows. I have fixed her hair.
Okay, all right.
So I'm very attentive. I had five sisters, so I'm a straight guy. Don't get me wrong. All right.
I got you. We got you. Time,
okay. I know what to do to keep a lady happy. One of my problems is that I'm not as affectionate as I should be because I grew up in a household where if we fed you, clothed you, and put a roof over your head, that's all you need. And so we didn't do a lot of hugging. Mm-hmm. So she does most of the hugging, and she'll jump on my lap before, and she'll pinch me on my behind. But I don't do that too much as her. So that's but other than that, yeah, I'm very attentive to her and her needs.
That's beautiful.
That is nice. That's beautiful. Very good. That's good.
Dolores, what is your perspective? How do you keep the flavor? How do you keep the passion? How do you keep the love going?
Well, I would tell you, he's truly as a man, he doesn't require a lot. He doesn't ask for a lot from me. I think he just does so much for me, and he just loves me so much and loves me in just so many ways. And so I would tell you, I love to try to get up early in the morning to cook for him, but, you know, he gets up too early. He's one of those 4 o'clock people. So that doesn't work too much because I try to do that, you know, I just try to spend as much time with him because we're both retired. We're home, so we're home a lot. We get to spend a lot of time together, although sometimes it seems like I'm gone a lot. But I try to spend as much time with him, and I set boundaries with other people so we can have that time. We have that time in the mornings. So my phone is set where it will not ring until after 11 o'clock. So people can't call, so that way I don't have those distractions. I want it to be about he and I in the mornings. We can sit at the table. We can talk, have coffee, and we like to go to the gym. So I think it's making those special efforts of things that you like to do together. We have a lot in common, and I think that is one of our key things because we pretty much like to do a lot of the same things. We like the same music. We're the same religion. We like to work out. We like to dance. Mm-hmm. He tells jokes. I like to laugh. You know, now I think I'm becoming a comedian. I'm learning how to tell jokes. He put up a fence. I'm learning how. I'm not good at doing those things, but I know how to stand there and pass off the hammer, the screwdriver, those type things. He's
that's
great
beautiful.
With his hands, that, you know,
beautiful.
In all kind of ways, right? But
wait. Hold on.
Always. But I'm talking about the handyman type.
Yeah.
But he's good with those things, and I just love watching him do that. And I think it's just being a part of when a man is doing something, whether you like it or not, he's into sports. I love sports, too, so we watch the game. Can't wait for it to come on at 3. So we love football. We love basketball. We love tennis. So we love a lot of the great things together. So I think being there, being present with him, whether it's something I like or not, but we're not people in the house. While I'm upstairs, he's downstairs. We're downstairs together until it's bedtime. I mean, that's just kind of how we do it. And so I think that kind of helps it for us.
That's beautiful.
That support.
That is beautiful. That's a beautiful flavor and that really beautiful utopian environment that you guys have created. But we have to ask you this question. How do you handle conflict in that environment?
Well, for me, Rob, she doesn't too much say to me, I'm sorry, all right? But she will fix me a pork chop in the morning, and I know that means that she forgives me.
Oh,
that's what's up with that.
The pork chops work, my brother. They work. They work.
Believe me.
It depends on what stage you are in your relationship. See, at one time, it wasn't no pork chop, wasn't going to get it, okay?
Right.
We may have evolved. We may have evolved to a pork chop, okay? So I
Now, you're right, Vicki. In the early years, that was something I used. But as we got older, you know, I'm about health conscious, and so I don't want to feed him that. But I try to make sure I do have patience, and you know, we discuss things. And I have, I'm sensitive to his needs and sensitive when things that I may think are small, understanding that it could be big to him.
Well, you know what?
Let me jump in, Louis. I gotta say this.
Yes,
One of the things I had to turn back, you know, and down was that I'm pretty assertive when I talk and in my conversations, and I had to come to the realization that I must let her talk. I must let her get it out. And too many times, you know, I'll cut her off and stuff, but she needs to express herself, and I think that has helped us a long way in our relationship, that I allow her to express herself. So that's one of the good things.
Well, Louis, that's a wonderful point. I want you to stay on that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners and the Griswolds. On News and Talk, WAOK, the voice of the community, 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.
It's like a diamond ring, it's a precious
Welcome back
thing.
To the Couples Cafe here on Let's Talk About It with the Turners and the Griswolds on News and Talk WOK, the voice of the community.
And before we had our break, we were talking, and Dolores, I was thinking talking about that pork chop, and you know, I got a foodie here that I'm married to, so that is it doesn't mention food as a love language, but I could add that for Rob, because
I'd be good with that.
The way I got to his heart definitely had to be food, and then my red hot pants,
and not necessarily
that he loves to talk about. So, but in those early years, that food wasn't gonna get it. I had to go upstairs and make some special time.
Thank you very much.
I could get him with that pork chop.
Yeah, the pork chop is good.
It'll work.
I'm good with the pork chop now.
But everything slowed down. You know what I'm saying? It slows down with time. But to know you guys really is to love you. I was thinking about that. You're a beautiful couple.
Absolutely.
You really are. And what's really obvious, and I love when I meet couples who actually like each other. And it doesn't mean that it's a perfect thing, and it doesn't mean that you don't have conflict, but it's very obvious that you respect. And Louis said something, Rob. He's raised the bar. You know, I keep meeting these men who raise the bar.
Get
really
me in trouble.
Because he said before she even think of it, he anticipates her needs, and he meets them. Now, you're listening, he anticipates. Before she even thinks.
Wow, that's deep, Louis.
I'm going to marinate on that for just a few seconds.
I want to forget about that for a few seconds.
Okay, she don't have to sit down and give him a list. All right, I love it. So, Louis and Dolores, what advice would you give to young couples today? You know, you're aware of how divorce is so rampant in our community and our culture. And our children, our young people need something to hold on to. What advice would you give them?
You're absolutely right, because I know that we were young. And I think it's going to be important that they continue, you know, to try to grow together, to try to keep it together and, you know, celebrate each other. And you have to cherish little things. So it's just good. So much as they grow. Try to keep laughter in your relationship. And challenges are going to come your way, and that's the biggest part for young people, because they don't have patience anymore, not like we did. We work through things. They don't want to work through things, but I can just say, you know, challenges are going to come your way, but just try to work through those things, and you'll look back and you'll be happy you did, because I know we've had challenges, and I'm just so grateful that we were able to work through things.
Yes.
You know, we grew together, and it's a beautiful thing that I think about the age we were when we met and the age we are now. We're coming up on 51 years, February 1st, of our friendship, love, and marriage. And I'm just so grateful to God for that, because it has been a lot over all these years, but we're just grateful we're still here. We're still together. We're still here to see our grandchildren and just be a part of their lives and just whatever God has for us to do that's in front of us, we're just open and receptive of what he has for us, and we just look for his guidance. And so I just say, young people, you know, keep your faith, because you definitely need that, and if you don't, try to find it. Seek
yes,
it.
That's good. Yes,
and
that's
good. I think that is the number one. And so I'll let Mr. Riffle get in here and jump in, Mr. Deacon.
Okay, well, again, I think she hit the nail on the head, is that too many times we want to throw the towel in too quick, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. If you want something and think it's worthy of your effort, then you got to fight for it. That's all right, and you got to work at it. All right, and I think you can get over some of these valleys, these challenges, and things. And that's one of the things that I think you need to do. We've worked through a number of things, but we've also grown as a result of the things that we worked through together. So it's very important. I think communication is important. You got to talk. I don't like to walk around the house pouting and not speaking. Right. I need to air it out. Let's get it over get past it. And move on. Mm-hmm. And too many times, through pride or whatever reasons, we don't want to do that. But it's very important that you be open. And you got to be open to listen, all right? And when I'm talking to my wife, I don't want her to just listen. I want her to hear me and not be preparing to make her next remark mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. So that sometimes we have to work on that, mm-hmm. that she listens and hears what I'm saying when I say it. But other than that, I think, it's in God's hand. God is in charge. Mm-hmm. I'm not in charge. And I've grown enough in my life to know that I don't worry about too much. Mm-hmm. I just sleep at night and let God take care of the rest. One of the things that happened to me in my life is that my father was an orphan. He got moved around from family to family. So as a result, he did not know how to love. And then when he did get remarried, when we would go over to their house, my kids couldn't go in their refrigerator and those kinds of things. I want my kids and my grandchildren to be able to open the refrigerator in my house and get in my bed and sleep and do whatever they want in my house. That's one of the reasons it keeps me strong. I want to make sure we have a family unit and we build traditions for my family and for my kids so that as we move forward, we'll build a legacy. That's kind of what's up.
You know, Lewis and you guys, I tell you, you have really just enhanced generations to come with this word. You've laid a foundation that generations can build upon. Thank you for your transparency, but thank you for your example of love and marriage and friendship mm-hmm. and oneness and yes. unity. I do believe when God created marriage, he had you two in mind, definitely, to be that example.
Beautiful.
So I really appreciate you coming and sharing with us, and you're very special to us, and we honor you and your relationship, and, you know, we're there for you, and we're looking forward to getting with you guys sometime. And I'm serious, Lewis, about them shoes, man. We got to get together on them shoes. I like some shoes. I have a good friend in Cincinnati, my friend Damien. He got some great shoes. So, you know, I'm a shoes man. We're going to get them shoes
together. Well, listen, let me tell you real fast.
But not those platforms.
When I met
Dolores,
you mentioned Lewis's platform.
No.
Rob had I don't know, 20 pair of those things. My influence in my husband's life was I bought him his first pair of Bally's. Because we had to throw those platforms out. And I've made him, Lewis, into a shoe man because he thought cheap shoes was the answer. But thank you all
thank
for
you
sharing
guys.
With us today.
You.
We appreciate you and love you dearly.
Yes.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you all.
And stay in love yes. and in life.
I'm saying thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate it so much. Love you.
Love you guys.
And enjoy the game at 3. All right, guys. Y'all take care.
Very good.
All right.
See you later.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk, WLK, the voice of the community. When we come back, we have a very powerful man from Capitol Hill
yes.
that's going to be speaking to us about what's going on, the direction we need to move in, and the positions we need to take as for these next 4 years that are ahead of us. So call us at 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.